तो निर्जोग कहते हैं। पास का अर्थ है बदमाश गौओं को बांधने के लिए बड़ी रस्सी होती है।
पास पास मीन्स द लॉन्गर रोब विच दे कैरी टू टाई द नॉटी काउज।
ब्रज में कोई ऐसी गाय नहीं है लेकिन भगवान
एक्चुअली इन ब्रज कृष्णस काउज नन ऑफ देम आर रियली ट्रबल मेकिंग नॉटी काउज बट जस्ट इन फॉर रस इन हिज लीला देर आर सम ट्रबल मेकिंग और नॉटी काउज। So to tie them, Krishna Balaram carry slightly bigger ropes also. They sometimes wrap it around their shoulder or on their turban. They're actual gopas. Everyone has their assets. Suppose you're driving a car. So you carry your own tools, wrench, etc. So when the Lord has come out to graze the cows, he carries his own tools. And he looks very beautiful. As much beautiful as he looks when he wears garlands, he looks beautiful wearing these ropes also around his shoulders, around his turbans.
Sundar ki ma sundar. Sundar ve kya asundar lagta hai. Jo kuch dharan karta hai wahi sundar lagta.
What doesn't look beautiful on a beautiful person? Whatever he wears, it looks beautiful.
Bandhan aur noy ko lekar ke chalte hai. Bahut sundar lagta hai. Us samay jab van mein chalte hain to unke bansuri ke geet ko sunkar unko dekh karke aasman.
At that time, when they they're walking around in the Braj forest, and when the cows they hear Krishna's flutes, the moving living entities they become stunned, and the trees they start to tremble. In other words, the moving living entities they seem like non-moving, and the non-moving living entities they seem to be like moving. Or the conscious living entities, they look like unconscious, and unconscious living entities, they look like conscious. This was the effect of Krishna's flute. In this way, the moving and non-moving, they're all very fortunate. Except us, the gopis says, only we are not allowed to go out and see Krishna. He has bound us to our homes. So thinking like this, the gopis, they say to one another, O Sakhi, let's just all these dharmas, Veda dharma, family dharma, husband dharma, let's put all this in the fire and let's go. Whatever happens, we'll see. When everyone can love Krishna, living entities in the sky, in the ground, in the water, all the animals and all the people, then why we cannot? Why we cannot see Krishna? What our family people will do? What our husband and in-laws will do? Let's go. They keep saying to one another, but nobody was daring to move. In this way, they were always absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. Text 20. See Krishna, Vrindavan Bihari's playful pastimes. All these leelas, the gopis amongst themselves are fully absorbed. All day, this is all they were doing, all day. They were just talking about Krishna. Like this, all day they were talking Krishna Katha, whole day. Talking so much about Krishna, they become Krishna Mayi. They just like Krishna, they become. So when they used to talk so much of Krishna that they used to feel that they are with Krishna right now. In one way they used to forget their sansar and their world, and they would, in one way they would feel themselves enter into Krishna's pastimes. So this is Vrindavan Bihari Shri Krishna's Leela. Venu Geet. The gopis glorifying Krishna's flute. But actually, we are not supposed to finish here. We are supposed to go through one more chapter. Where Krishna stole the garments of the unmarried gopis and he promised them that in the next autumn he will dance with them. Usually we close the katha after that pastime. So therefore, because we don't have so much time, I'm going to just speak a very summary of this katha, how Krishna stole the garments of the unmarried gopis. Actually, this is how most of the speakers of Bhagavad here, they speak one line for each chapter in 7 days. But we do not do like that. They speak katha like this. The whole 12 cantos, they say one line from each chapter. In that way, I can finish in one day 12 cantos. But we do not do like that.